This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado now has at least two cases of the COVID Omicron variant. One case was announced Friday in Boulder, the other the day before in Arapahoe County. State health officials say the jury's still out in terms of the severity of the new variant and how fast it spreads, but it doesn't change how you protect yourself, things like getting vaccinated and wearing masks. Omicron arrives in Colorado as hospitals continue to deal with capacity issues, mostly from unvaccinated people getting COVID. A merger between two of the country's largest outdoor retailers was called off this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports on the Colorado impact.
The parent company of Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's planned to join Sportsman's Warehouse. Together, the two retailers run over a dozen sporting goods stores in the state. But the companies canceled the move because the Federal Trade Commission likely wouldn't have approved it due to antitrust rules. The deal would have caused several stores to close around Colorado, according to State Attorney General Phil Weiser. He says the failed merger is a, quote, big win for the state. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two schools in Montrose need to change their mascots, and some newly formed committees are asking for ideas from the public. The groups met for the first time this week to brainstorm new symbols for Montrose High School and Centennial Middle School. Both are required to change their mascots under a state law that bans Native American imagery from school sports. Another day of warm temperatures for the Front Range. You're listening to CPR News.